This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the west coast of the United States have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alert stretched from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and lasts through Monday evening. One family that lost their homes fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed at least 35 people from California to Washington state. Flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick the air quality was some of the worst in the world. A vast swath of vital wetlands continues to burn in Brazil, sweeping across several national parks and obscuring the sun behind dense smoke. Preliminary figures from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro indicate that nearly 5,800 square miles have burned since the start of August. That's an expanse comparable to the area consumed by the historic blazes now afflicting California. It's also well beyond the previous fire season record from 2005. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, whose satellites monitor the fires, said the number of fires in the first 12 days of September was nearly triple the figure for the same period last year. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Monday that the country will lift coronavirus restrictions across the country in 1 week, except in its biggest city, Auckland, which is the epicenter of a second wave of infections. She said Auckland's restrictions would be reviewed next Monday. She also said the government would immediately ease all physical distancing requirements on planes, which is a boost for Air New Zealand, which has had to limit passengers on planes for months. This is VOA News. Globally, there are more than 922,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 28.9 confirmed infections. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths, while the U.S., India, and Brazil together make up well more than half of the world's infections. Many teachers in the United States are choosing not to return to the classroom because of the coronavirus threat, and schools around the U.S. are scrambling to find replacements. In some places, that means lowering certification requirements to help get substitutes in the door. Several states have seen surges in educators filing for retirement or taking leaves of absence. The departures are straining staff in places that were already dealing with shortages of teachers and substitutes even before the pandemic created an education crisis. Teachers in at least three U.S. states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. TikTok's owner has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred suitor to buy the popular video sharing app, according to a source familiar with the deal. The choice came a week before U.S. President Donald Trump's deadline to ban it from the U.S. if it was not sold. Microsoft said in a Sunday statement that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, let us know that they would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft. The Trump administration had threatened to ban TikTok by mid-September and ordered ByteDance to sell its U.S. business, claiming national security risk due to its Chinese ownership. Hong Kong's government is standing fast in its refusal to interfere with the arrest of 12 residents seeking to flee to Taiwan by sea, despite pleas from families for assistance, saying the crime falls under mainland Chinese jurisdiction. In a statement late Sunday, Hong Kong authorities said that they received requests for help from the families of the residents who were detained last month by mainland law enforcement for illegal entry into mainland China after trying to flee to Taiwan. China on Sunday labeled the group as separatist. Video released by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department in the United States showed the moment a gunman shot and critically injured two sheriff's deputies as they sat in their patrol car late Saturday. The footage of the incident showed the suspect approaching the parked vehicle on foot in the city of Compton and firing with a handgun through the passenger side window before running away. The department said on Twitter the gunman walked up on the deputies and opened fire without warning or provocation, adding that one male deputy, one female deputy sustained multiple gunshot wounds and were in critical condition undergoing surgery overnight. U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted the video earlier on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.